About 95,000 Ohioans are expected to be eligible for a piece of this mortgage crisis settlement. The 10 banks and mortgage servicers agreed to pay up in exchange for complaints against them being dropped. Complaints that during 2009 and 10, they'd foreclosed on millions of homeowners without the proper individual reviews. Instead, the paperwork was done by what critics labeled robo-signings. There were other irregularities, too. Ohio's Democratic U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown isn't impressed with the $8 billion settlement.
That sounds like a lot of money. It is a lot of money. But considering the scope of the problem and considering what the profits of some of these banks, we can question whether that amount is adequate.
Some of the money in this settlement will go to lower the interest rate of continuing loans. Another chunk of the money will be paid to homeowners as direct payments. There's another reason Senator Brown calls the $8 billion settlement not big enough. In some of the most egregious cases, homeowners may be eligible for more than $100,000. But that means many others will get even less than the average payment, just over $2,000. Jeannie Brigner of Pickaway County had her house nearly foreclosed after she says one of her monthly payments got put in the wrong account by the servicer. That, she says, kicked off a whole year in which her entire life was consumed with pleading with the mortgage servicer to back off.
Hours of phone calls after work, taking days off of work, telling my kids I couldn't do this, I couldn't do that, because I had to make phone calls or write letters or fill out paperwork, sometimes the same paperwork over and over and over. I talked to over 50 different people at the bank.
Brigner isn't sure if she will qualify for a piece of the $8 billion national mortgage settlement. But Senator Brown says her case shows it's not big enough.
I mean, if she would get the average of $2,000, that's not even close to compensating for what she went through. She might get less than that, she might get more than that, she might get nothing. It's not clear yet because, as Amy said, the rules aren't written.
Housing advocates are telling Ohioans who were wrongly foreclosed, your mortgage servicer should be contacting you to tell you about your possible eligibility for a piece of the settlement. But if you don't hear from them, contact one of the many nonprofit groups that have been providing counseling for financially pinched homeowners. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.